Former Carolina Panthers receiver Ray Carruth is now a free man after nearly 19 years in prison. He was convicted of conspiracy to murder in 2001 for hiring a hitman to kill his then-pregnant girlfriend, Sharika Adams. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor reports.
Ray Carruth was 25 years old the day a Mecklenburg County jury found him guilty of conspiring to kill Sharika Adams. He's 44 now and is leaving Sampson Correctional Institution in Clinton, North Carolina, a free man. On November 16, 1999, Adams was shot four times by a hitman hired by Carruth. She'd been driving down Ray Road following the former Panthers player home from the movies. Adams was 8 months pregnant at the time, and she died a month later at the age of 24. Their son, Chancellor Adams, survived the shooting, but was born prematurely and suffered permanent brain damage. He lives with cerebral palsy and is being raised by his grandmother. Prosecutors at Carruth's trial said the football player didn't want Adams to have the baby and had asked her to get an abortion, but she refused. Here's what prosecutor Gentry Cottle told jurors in his closing argument.
He intended that child never to come into this world. I'd ask you to hold him responsible for what he did, for what Sharika saw him do.
The prosecution relied heavily on Adams' 911 call immediately after she was shot. In the call, Adams told police that Carruth had been driving in front of her and had slowed down before the shooting. Prosecutors argued that he blocked Adams' car so the hitman could shoot her. Carruth was arrested twice, once after the shooting, but then was released on $3 million bond. He then went into hiding for a month, but was captured by authorities in Tennessee. Carruth told WSOC Sunday that he's feeling mixed emotions about his release.
I'm excited just about being out of here. Nervous just about how I'll be received by the public. I still have to work. I have to live. I have to exist out there. And it just seems like there's so much hate and negativity towards me.
He also said he wants to know his son. A step Sandra Adams, Chancellor's grandmother, has made clear in media interviews she's not ready to take. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.